A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the Red Men Bite Size podcast here on Friday, December 1st. As you can see in the title of the show, we're going to be speaking about Kylian Mbappe a little bit later on. Mbappe 2024, maybe, possibly, potentially, probably not. Am I going to speak about it anyway? Yeah, I'm hoping it happens, yeah. But yeah, we'll touch that touch upon that later, rather. First of all, though, I want to speak about Gerald Quanta and Jurgen Klopp's comments about the defender. And when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. And I'm wrong. I was wrong. I thought Liverpool was silly not signing the centre-back in the summer. I thought, what are they doing? Who is going to play? And then when Gerald Quanta first stepped onto the pitch at Wolves, I was like, see, this is what happens. Couple of injuries, Virgil suspended, and here's some kid who's just been on loan at Bristol Rovers playing for us in the Premier League. And ever since then, Gerald Quanta has gone time and time again to prove he's wrong. And last night, after Liverpool beat Lask, Jurgen Klopp was quick to praise Quanta, and he kind of stuck the needle in a little bit to people like me. And you know what? I will take it, Jurgen. I will scoff the humble pie. I will take the medicine, because you once again were right and idiots like me were wrong. Jurgen said, before the season, people told us we should buy a centre-half. I feel like I'm being sub-tweeted by Jurgen Klopp there. He said, we knew we had Gerald. Did we know that he would show up like this? Not exactly, but we were pretty hopeful. So the future's bright. He's our own boy. He's calm on the ball. He's good in the challenges. He's quick and he's ruthless in the right moments. He had some of the most spectacular defensive situations when he saved our backside in some moments. That is really top news for us. And Jurgen's right again. They found another one. They found an absolute gem. We saw it last year, the emergence of Stefan Bicetic last year. This year's emergence, it's definitely Gerald Quanta. With all due respect to some of the other young lads who've been in and around the team, none of them have impressed as much as Gerald Quanta has. You know, Conor Bradley's been injured, Luke Chambers has been in and out, and he only just started getting a few minutes. Kay Gordon's just come back. He was on the bench as well. We've seen a little bit of Ben Doak. But in terms of players stepping up to the plate, Quanta's been fantastic. So well done, Jurgen. You were absolutely right. Well done to point that out. And if you're a fellow idiot like me who doubted, at some point we're going to believe the fella, aren't we? He did say he's going to turn doubters into believers. And we're all believers. We all believe in Liverpool Football Club and we all believe in Jurgen. But we still sometimes have a little moan about it, and we were wrong. Jurgen absolutely nailed it. And I think good comment. Jurgen Klopp, I said this a couple of weeks ago, and I think it holds true, is that Gerald Quanta's been at Liverpool since he was 12. Well, sorry, since he was like six. Jurgen Klopp's been here for like 8 years now. So Gerald Quanta would have been like 12, 13 years old when Jurgen Klopp came in and revamped everything. You know, got the youth team playing at the AXA now, so he can keep an eye on them. He want the style of play is the same. They play the same shape. They play the same formation. They ask the same things. They ask to do the same things. So Quanta, in his formative years, really, age of 12, right the way through till, you know, 18s and 20s and 21s, has been playing football the Jurgen Klopp way. So he's now stepped into the team. And yes, of course, he's new to the first team. But in terms of his schooling at Liverpool, he says he's calm on the ball, he's good in the challenge, he's quick and he's ruthless in the right moments. That's exactly the four things that Jurgen would want from a centre-half. They're the things that them and being good in the air, that's exactly what Jurgen wants. And this lad has been brought up the Jurgen Klopp way, and it feels like he's been moulded to be exactly what the Reds need. So credit to Gerald Quanta, credit to Klopp, and credit to the coaching staff and Liverpool's academy staff, because they've done an absolute blinder and they've potentially saved Liverpool 40, 50 million quid. So fair play to them. Moving on then, a couple of days ago, Chris spoke on the Bite Size podcast and, of course, over on the YouTube channel about reports linking Thiago Alcantara, but perhaps with a January move with Barcelona. Barcelona, one of the teams mentioned they've just lost Gavi to a serious knee injury, and there was talk maybe a loan, that's what I was going to say, a loan to Barcelona, not a loon to Barcelona. Now, according to James Pearce of The Athletic, it's unlikely that Liverpool would let Thiago go in January. He says it's unlikely, despite some reports suggesting otherwise. It's more probable that he will leave in the summer when his contract expires. Now, Thiago is one of Liverpool's highest earners. I think Trent recently overtook him, so I think Thiago is now like an Alisson maybe. So he's somewhere in the 4 to 6 range of Liverpool's highest paid players. Salah, obviously, not right there at the top. The issue with the ones at the top, all play, the ones at the top play all the time. You know, Alisson, I know he's injured now, but, you know, very rarely that can, you know, he doesn't miss as much time as Thiago does, for example. Van Dijk, Salah, Trent, and then it's Thiago, and he's a bit of an outlier. In terms of ability, he's not. In terms of ability, he's brilliant, and we know that. But the injury record, you know, your best ability is your availability, and he just hasn't been available. And now I know James said it's unlikely that he'll go in January. I still think if someone came in with a good offer, Liverpool would take it. Now, whether Thiago accepts it is a different matter. We've heard in the past Liverpool tried to get rid of a few players who turned the moves down. There was talk that Newcastle would have talked to Oxlade-Chamberlain a while ago and he didn't want to go there, and you can't force a player to go. So I know James said it's unlikely, but I'm still watching that on. I wouldn't be shocked if Barca did want him, just a little bit of a stopgap. Now he's got to be fit first. That's the main thing. He hasn't played football for a long time. The last time Liverpool were able to call upon him was back in April. It's been a long time since he's had this hip injury. It seems like it's chronic. It feels like it's not going anywhere. But yeah, although contrary to reports the other day, I know Chris spoke about it, and I'm sure you guys listened to that. James Pearce is saying from a Liverpool end, they think it's unlikely. So keep an eye on that one. But yeah, if Liverpool can get Thiago back on the pitch for now in the end of the season, that'll be a bonus if they're not going to sell him. There could still be a couple of big moments for him, some big games that him and his quality and experience could help out in. But yeah, that's all waived pointless if he can't get on the pitch. So getting himself fit and firing. Jürgen's last update was that he hopes to have him back for the new year. We'll see how that goes. Because at the moment in time, no, I don't think anyone's got any confidence in that, if truth be told.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right then, our final story. Hashtag Mbappe 2024 ? A L'Equipe journal says Liverpool have a chance of signing Kylian Mbappe in the summer. Yes, according to L'Equipe journalist Loic Tansey, the Reds will have a chance to sign the superstar French forward, but only if Real Madrid pull out of the race. He's out of contract, of course, in June. From January 1st, he can start speaking to other clubs, he can agree pre-contact terms. All of that kind of stuff can happen if that is exactly what Kylian Mbappe wants. At the time, I mean, he could stay at Paris. Apparently, he likes the new Luis Enrique regime, and you know, after he looked certain to leave, but maybe he changes his mind. We'll find out. But anyway, what Tansy said, he went, Liverpool wanted Mbappe when he was playing for Monaco. Klopp went to see him, and they negotiated while they were on the plane. The relationship between Mbappe, Liverpool and Klopp is there. I think they have a chance, but only if Madrid decide to let him go somewhere else, and they don't want him anymore. If that happens, I think Liverpool have a chance. And yeah, the Klopp-Mbappe relationship might be the key to that. Apparently, it's a good relationship. They've been in touch a while. Liverpool did try and sell him. Sorry, did try and sign him when he left Monaco all those years ago. I think it was 2017. I think his mum has been spotted in and around Anfield at times as well, and she's a bit of a Liverpool fan herself. Listen, we've spoken about Kylian Mbappe so long. It feels far-fetched to think he'll be at Liverpool. The only way you could see it, if maybe Salah leaves and there's a big wage spend and they want to make a splash, your gut still says he's probably going to stay at Real Madrid. Sorry, stay at PSG or go to Real Madrid, but it's worth keeping an eye on. Maybe PSG just decides, you know what, he decides he doesn't want to stay there and Madrid just don't want him anymore, because they got Bellingham, they got Vinicius, got Rigo. There's been, you know, it felt like it's always kind of been half inevitable that they might end up getting Mbappe as well, but you know, Erling Haaland might be on the Real Madrid hit list. There's options, but worth mentioning. But yeah, apparently Liverpool might have a chance. We could be Real Madrid sloppy seconds by all accounts. If Madrid don't want him, then lads, yous can have him. And listen, I think we'd all take Kylian with open arms. Yes, there's a little bit of question marks about how much he'd want and signing on fees and his attitude, but he's still fantastic, isn't he? So it's worth mentioning that. Yeah, Liverpool, mate, it's like the Jim Carrey meme. So you're telling me there's a chance. Loic is telling us that there might be a chance. Unlikely, but you never know. Right then, guys, that is it for our news today. Just want to let you know that throughout December, we're giving away tons and tons of Liverpool-themed goodies every single day in our Advent prize draws. Yes, we've got books, sweatshirts, posters, prints, and also some incredible signed merchandise too. We've got a goalie glove that was signed by former Red Chris Kirkland, a captain's armband signed by Lucas Leiva, the 2007 home shares signed by Dirk Kuyt, last season's home shares signed by none other than big number 5, Ibu Konate. If you want to get your name in the hat to win one of those amazing prizes, go to redmenplus.com, and if you join as a legend tier subscriber, you'll get all of our boss extra podcasts, loads of extra content. We've got loads of Christmas specials coming further down the line, and of course a chance to win an amazing Christmas treat for yourself or for a loved one this December. Yeah, 25 prize draws happening each and every day. Listen, it's $9.99 to sign up for 1 month. There's no minimum sign up fee, so if you sign up once, effectively you're paying $9.99 to be in 25 raffles, and while you're there, get an extra bonus, amazing bonus content as well. And if it's not for you after a month, you can just cancel it. You can even jump in the draws. $9.99 for 25 chances at winning some amazing prizes, and if it's not for you at the end of it, just cancel it and it won't cost you no more, but you've earned the chance to win an amazing prize. And if you like the content, you can stick around, and I'm sure you will, because it's absolutely brilliant. Speaking of absolutely brilliant, you guys are absolutely brilliant for listening to our shows each and every day. Thank you so much. We'll be back with another Bite Size on Monday. I'll see you all soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.